Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you can hear me. This is another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program, but it's a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Gospel Gold comes on, as I say, every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. We are coming back from a two-week hiatus. This is our midway point. We hope that you will continue to support and listen to Gospel Gold as we go into the last stretch of our season this year. I want to thank all of the supporters of Gospel Gold, those of you who have been with us all year long so far. We've had great support that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others can hear and know about Gospel Gold. Let them know that on the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find some articles on various gospel artists. And you'll also find the link for the program each week there on the Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. As I said before, Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We're going to talk a little bit more about Gospel Gold as the program goes on. But before we start our program, it is our custom to pray first. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this mid-season portals that we have had thus far. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. As Gospel Gold, as we continue in our series, in our season, in our series of Gospel Gold, is our intention to open the door to expose some of the great music that has been played and offered and sung by our people. Gospel Gold covers a wide range. We start with our recordings around 1946, 1947, and we come up to the early 1900s, cover the heyday of gospel, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. We speak on that on a regular basis. But one of the other things that Gospel Gold does is that we bring to the forefront groups and artists that were not as popular or did not record as much as other groups. They didn't get the airplay. They didn't get the radio exposure that many other gospel artists got. And so I try to go into the library of Gospel Gold and we find those rich nuggets. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program. But each week we come to bring to you, we hope that you would enjoy the gospel music that we bring that tells of the experience of our people. Things that, as I said before, we try to do is bring new artists or artists that people have not heard before. They're new to us. They've never heard of them. But these are some artists that have been out for a long time. You'd be surprised how many great artists, how many great choirs have been out singing gospel for a long, long time. And they never got the exposure, and they never got the radio airplay that some others did. So we also try to do that as well. Like this one from Sandra Brooks, The Road is Rough. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold.
Treasure and forget about their soul.
In my introduction to Gospel Gold Liberty Monday night, I always talk about the field hollers and work songs that were the catalyst for spirituals. Field hollers, work songs, the songs that our people sung while out in the field and even working in the big house. These field hollers and songs were the catalyst for spirituals that came later when in the church. And the thing is, if spirituals is such a catalyst, they sound like. There were many scholars like Dina J. Epson and John Lovell Jr. who spent decades trying to meticulously comb through fragments of antebellum recordings to answer that question. Many of those recordings have been lost forever, so we will never hear the original sounds of our people singing those songs so long ago. But when you strip away the racist stereotyping and the comments made by listeners without a musical background or composition or theory, and then when you strip away those people who just had an utter disdain for African Americans and their lives, when you look at the music and you hear the original spirituals, they mean, what did they sound like? They were ways of communication toward one another. And those spirituals were held in high esteem because those spirituals carried a message. Here is Bahalia Jackson, Trouble in This World, and Down by the Riverside. My Lord, soon
of the world. Trouble. How soon we'll be done with the trouble of the world. I'm going home to live with God.
Melodies and the most stimulating songs that have ever been given to this country and to the world has come through the African-American experience. That's why gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. This is why gospel music has had such a great impact on our people over the years. It has been a staple that has given us hope, that has given us pride, has given us the insight and the uplift to know that God is still in the blessing business. Here is Bishop G.E. Patterson.
Oh, when I get inside, oh, when I get inside of the gate,
season, we have featured many gospel groups, many choirs, many gospel artists tell the story of the early church, tell the story of the early music in the early church. And that has been such a great inspiration to all of us. When we remember the days of old, our parents or our grandparents or even our great-grandparents, and how they gathered in houses of worship and sung the great songs of Zion, and to bring forth the praise of God. It is something that has rung in our ears throughout the centuries, something that we cannot get away from. It is part of our upbringing. It's part of the believing and understanding how who God is and how what God means in our lives and what he can do in our lives. And so it's important for us to teach this to our children, to give them the full knowledge of knowing where they came from and what it is that God expects for them in their lives. So many times we overlook that every now and then. Let's listen to the CBS Trumpeteers as they take us back to the little wood church.
Lord, it was in my child today. Although it was so many years ago, now with the spirit of my Savior, I was filled. Yes, I was. And it was in that old-fashioned meeting. Lord, but our memories linger still in that little old wooden church house out on a hill. Oh, Lord. And it was every Sunday morning, Mother used to kneel down, have the family prayer, and to that old country wagon, all would feel, yes we will, yes we start out on our journey, move. Over rocks and reels to that little old out on a hill. Oh Lord, that old fashioned preacher thought he would give out that old me to him, and every heart now with the Holy Ghost, I would feel, yes it would. The people, they would start to shout it. Hey, God, I can hear them still in that little old world out on a hill.
Yeah, feel like heaven is a present. Look ahead,
This is Gospel Gold, and you're listening to the mid-season recap. Normally on our Gospel Gold program each Monday night, I go into the history of the gospel artist. I talk about the time that they were born, the city they were born in. I talk about their personal lives that is written. I don't make up anything. These things come from websites. I give history of the gospel artist, and I also will talk about some of the recording labels for artists recorded on. And that's why I ask you to go to the Facebook page, because there you will find more information about what we do here on Gospel Gold. And, of course, Gospel Gold comes in stereo each Monday night. That's why many people choose to listen to Gospel Gold over the Internet, because you can hear the full sound of the music over the Internet. But, however, if you would decide to call in at any time to speak to us directly in the studio, you can do so. We do have a phone number that you can call. That area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number any Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10, and you can speak directly to us in the studio here at Gospel Gold. However, most people would prefer to hear the music in its stereo as it is recorded. And so we try to bring the best and clearest songs and the sound that we can probably bring through the Internet. So we ask you to go to the Facebook page, read the articles, see what Gospel Gold is about, and that way you will know more about what we're doing here. I want to take the time to, first of all, inform you of a program that's coming on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the timeforawakening.com website. Go there, timeforawakening.com website. In the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank, Black Reality Think Tank. It is a program that is hosted by Dr. William Rogers, a program that is very important as they discuss pertinent issues to the African-American community. So that's every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central. Go to the timeforawakening.com website, and in the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank program that you will thoroughly enjoy. I want to take a time, as just a few seconds, to also shout out some of the supporters of Gospel Gold that's been with us so far this season. John Winston, thank you so very much. Betty Holloway, thank you. Jay, thank you. Pam Battle, thank you as well. We thank God for all of those who have been supporters of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will continue to do so. We're also testing out new equipment tonight. This is why we're doing this mid-year, this mid-season session. So bear with us.
I know.
He's not.
Mr. Benjamin Al Islam. Every day is more bad news. I'm not dismayed. I am secure in knowing that he's still God. Yeah. I'm secure in knowing. Yes, I am.
I found out.
So we hope that you will join us each Monday night. One of the things that's so unique about Gospel Go is that I am not a professional DJ. I am a Baptist minister, but I have a great love for the history of our music and for the great achievements that our people have made in the gospel recording industry. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Gospel Go, you can do so through email. Our email is gospelgo@songwriter.net. gospelgo@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have some suggestions for the program, or you may have some information that we can use on the Gospel Go program. Many of the artists that we feature on Gospel Go come to us through our email and through suggestions from some of our listeners. So you can contact us by going to gospelgo@songwriter.net, or you can leave a comment in the comments section of the Gospel Go Facebook page. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Go, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. Cash App is Gospel Go 22. Gospel Go 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Go. So we thank you for joining us tonight for this mid-year, or this mid-session for the year. Of course, our season ends the week of Christmas. And so we're in that last few months of the year that we're getting ready to go into now. We have a great lineup of various gospel artists that we're going to bring, choirs, quartets, solo artists, jazz musicians, many artists that will be coming forth in the next few months. So please stay tuned and tell somebody about Gospel Go. We come on every Monday night for 1 hour between the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. And you'll be glad that you did. So we'll see you next Monday night with another new episode of Gospel Go. Until then, keep on giving God the praise. God bless you. Have a good night.
If you're willing to do his will, let me lift your hand. If you're willing to do his will, lift your hands in this house.
Woo. I'll do your will.
Tell him I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do.
I'll say what you want me to say.
Everybody, come on, everybody say it. Come on, everybody say it. Real softly, I'll do your will. Come on.
Yes to your will and yes to your way. I'll do. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing to go all the way? Are you willing to go all the way?
I'll do.